Thank you for joining us here today at Calvary Church, where we are committed to loving God and loving people. If you have any questions or want to learn more about who we are, visit us online at calvary.ca. Now let's check out this week's message from our lead pastor, Steve McDonald.
Hello, Calvary Church. Listen, we miss you so much. We are praying for you. I can't wait for you to be back in this room with me. I'm so all alone here today, and yet we're glad to be with you. Wherever you're watching from today, whoever you're watching with. You know, we're looking forward to the day when some of the restrictions in our city will be lifted and that we can gather once again as a large group. But for now, listen, we may be physically distanced, but relationally, I believe we're becoming closer than we ever have before. You know, I've been asked a million times over the last couple of months, when is church going to open again? I hear that question quite often. And I understand what they're asking me. They're looking for a date, and that's kind of an unknown factor right now. But most of the time, my answer is simply this. We've never closed. The mission of Calvary is stronger and more active than ever before. Loving God, loving people, loving life. Listen, I am so proud of our team Calvary, of our staff here at the church, working so hard, even through some challenging times, to love our city so well, to love our church so well. And so it is such a wonderful thing to be a part of a church like that. There's never been a better day for the church to be the church than for such a time as this. That's the day we're in. God has saved you for this moment in time. So I pray that you would take the hope that you have in your heart, that you would share it with those that you come in contact with, because people need it like never before. Now, there will be a day, hopefully sooner than later, when our facilities will be reopened. As a matter of fact, we're working on that plan right now, and I'll hopefully have some updates for you next week, so you can stay tuned for that. But for now, we want you to stay healthy and safe. And so that means that we're praying for your spiritual health and your physical health during this time. And I hope you've been engaging online with our small groups throughout the week. This is a great opportunity for you to connect with those you haven't seen in a long time, have a great laugh with somebody, pray for somebody. It will bless you. Doing life together, I think you would all agree, is so much easier than going at it all by yourself, especially during these challenging times. It's a great time to lean on one another. I want to also give a big shout out today to our Calvary small group. Some of our small groups today are actually watching our online service while they're also tuning in on Zoom with their small group so they can watch it together in a viewing party. So hello to all of you, and hats off to you for working so hard to bring people together. You know, we're hoping over the next month or so that many of you will be able to begin gathering together in person in smaller groups, and maybe enjoying church online on Sundays together. Have a barbecue, get together for dinner, either at your house or in a park. So we're glad that some of those things are shifting and we're getting back to the ability to connect with one another. And I want to give a big hello to our online church family. You know, during this crazy time, we've actually seen our church grow. As people begin to tune in and participate in our services, in ways that we didn't anticipate. Certainly our church is tuning in, but there's also people from across the country and around the world that are also a part of what God is doing here at Calvary. So we pray that everything that's done today would be a blessing to you, that as we worship together, as we hear from God's word, that you would be encouraged. And then go ahead, right in the chat, and let us know where you're tuning in from. We'd love to say hello and make you feel at home. We have a table that is very long, and so there's always room for more people to jump in and to be a part of the mission that God has called us to. You know, today is episode 3 of our Still the Church series, and I think you'd understand that church may look very different these days, and the way that we meet together has certainly changed, but we're still here. We're still alive and active. The church is not a building. It's not steel and glass. It's the body of Christ. It's you and it's me. And it's all of us together honoring God no matter what circumstance we encounter. And when we encounter it together, we are stronger because of it. Now, my message today has the potential to significantly impact your life and also how you navigate the days that we're in right now that seem to be kind of running together a little bit. So my message today is called Words to Build On. You know, words are powerful. Words can build you up. They can also tear you down. Words have the power to destroy. Words also have the power to affirm and to release those that are dreaming. And you know, during stressful times, it's easy sometimes to be influenced and pressured by that stress and to say things that we regret. So we need to guard the line. We need to guard what we say to those that we love. Often the people closest to us sometimes bear the weight of some of those words. But let's be deliberate. Let's be deliberate about the words that we speak, because within your words is the potential for speaking life as we speak God's words together. You see, words have the power to influence the way that we live and the way that we think. Now listen to this. I don't want you to miss this. Our lives move in the direction of our strongest thoughts. You see, if your thoughts are full of faith, if they're full of God's truth, then you're becoming more and more like Christ each and every day. If your thoughts are full of fear or toxic or negative thinking, I promise you, you will not live in victory. And you will struggle with your actions. Why? Because your thoughts are far from God's truth. You see, building a life that counts depends on the kind of foundation that you build your life on. If you've got your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Matthew. Let's look at chapter 7, verse 24. And today I'm reading from the Message translation. The words of Jesus. He says, "These words I speak to you are not incidental additions to your life, homeowner improvements to your standard of living." In other words, he's saying these are not kind of minor, unnecessary upgrades. What they are is they're foundational words, words to build your life on. If you work these words into your life, you are like a smart carpenter who built his house on the solid rock. You know, last year at Thanksgiving, we had the opportunity for our family to go to Nova Scotia, where we're from originally. And so we got a great time to spend some moments with our family. And one day, it was kind of a cool, crisp day, and my dad and I went out for a drive. And I said, let's just go for a spin around the old neighborhood. And so we went from the different homes that we used to live in and kind of shared memories of what we remember. And we went to the one house that we actually built from scratch, from the ground up. We took a few Instagram pics in that moment that I still have on my phone today. And I remember that community, that neighborhood, back when I was a kid. I remember that neighborhood when there was less houses and most of the lots were just a hole in the ground, or a foundation, or a partially built home. Now, when we were kids, we didn't have all of the things that sometimes entertain our children today. So we often spent a lot of time playing around the foundations of those homes. And if there was a rainstorm, often what you'd see is the foundation fill up with water, and the next day we would go out and we'd grab some of those large bins of insulation and we'd set sail on somebody's foundation in this polluted, nasty water. And we'd try to kind of joust one another off into the water. Now, thank the Lord he protected us through those times when our brains were kind of still half-developed, kind of like a half-cooked cake in the oven. God protected us despite our lack of what was safe and what wasn't. But you know what? To this day, the homes that had a strong foundation are still standing today, even the one that I spent most of my young life growing up in. But the homes that didn't, or the homes that didn't have a plan to continue, they're nothing but a memory to this day. So my question to you today is, what are the foundation of your life? What is it filled with? Is it filled with the polluted words of fear and criticism, kind of like that nasty water that we floated around in? Or is it filled with life-giving, everlasting truth that we find in Scripture that will always stand the test of time? You know, the definitive marker of our life together as a church family is hearing God's word, the word that saves us and tells us who we are by the grace and the mercy of God. You know, in Scripture, God communicates these rich foundational truths about who he is and the way that he's made each of us to relate to him and what it means to be in a close relationship with the creator of the universe. And his word, it transcends the seemingly uncrossable gap between this holy God and you and I, this flawed people filled with shortcomings and weaknesses. But those foundational words are the very words that we can build a life on. Those foundational words of truth in Scripture are what we can build a marriage on, a family on. We can build a church on these truths, the truths that we've been given by God. And when we work these words into our lives, Matthew likens us to the wise man or woman who built their house on the rock, a house that is built as a sure foundation. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says, "For the word of God is alive and active." See, that's the Scripture. That's the words that we spend time in. "Sharper than a double-edged sword, it penetrates even to dividing the soul and the spirit, the joints and marrow, and it judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." The Bible is living. It's operative. And it's actively functioning to do many of the things that God wants to do in the earth today and many of the things that God wants to do in your life. And so when we gather as a church, whether it's in person or whether it's online, we should never, ever underestimate the significance of hearing from God's word as we gather together. You see, his word is actually the richest thing that you and I can offer to the people that we love, to the world that's around us. You see, as a church, we should always find ways to mutually encourage one another from his truth, to help reorient the purpose that God's called us to, especially when the world seems to be turned upside down. You see, helping others fix their eyes on Christ will prove to be an anchor in the midst of so much turbulence. And right now, we're feeling that turbulence all around us. You know, after Jesus tells us that his words, the words he spoke, will serve as a strong foundation to build our life in Matthew 7, he goes on to say that there's storms coming, that the rain is coming, that the reality of the fact that these tornadoes will come into our lives, that pandemics will come, and we'll be faced with these moments when the realities of the danger in the world around us surround our daily living. And the day will come, and in many respects is already here, when we'll experience that, when we'll feel it. It really comes with the package. It comes with living on planet Earth. That is just the reality that we're in. But you know what? When the rain comes and it beats against our house, and we've all had those moments where we've experienced that. Last week, as a matter of fact, in the evening, it was a beautiful day, and then suddenly in the evening, I had all the windows open in our living room, and I could almost smell a change in the air. You could feel the temperature drop. Suddenly it got dark, the trees started to sway, and the rain started, and it poured, and it pelted against the side of our house. You know what? Jesus said that many people's homes will crumble when the storm comes because they haven't a foundation to keep that home in place. You know, when the COVID-19 storm hit, many people's lives began to weaken and crumble because they lacked a strong foundation. But the person who has built their life on God's word, listen, that house still stands. Now, as your pastor, that's what I want for each of you. I want to encourage you to build a life that lasts, build a family, build a marriage that lasts so that you can get through those storms and that your your life will be built on a foundation of his living, active word. That you draw strength from that. Even when you feel you're at your weakest moment, you can draw strength from the truth of that word. I want you to be prepared. I want you to be ready so that when the wind picks up again in your life, and it will happen, when the rain pours down, that you're ready, that you're secure, and that you've already wisely secured yourself on a foundation that will last. So how do we do that? I think those are inspirational words. That's something that challenges us all. But practically, how can we make that happen? What must I do? The first thing is, I must accept its authority. In other words, I need to accept God's authority, the authority of the Word of God, in every single part of my life. I need to look at the book and say, is this just another great book from a good author that has some wonderful things to say? Or is this, in fact, the inerrant, infallible, perfect Word of God? Some people have said to me in the past, well, you know what? I don't understand it all. It confuses me. So how can I accept it? Well, the truth is, I don't entirely understand how digestion works, but you know what? It doesn't stop me from eating each and every day. You see, we're not God. We're not going to understand everything all in the moment. That's the journey that we're on of spiritual growth as we grow with one another. But when it comes down to trusting my feelings or my emotions versus trusting the one who actually created those emotions, I'm going to choose him every single time. But you know what? Some people say, you know what? We're in a pandemic, man. Everything has changed. We're going back to a new normal. It's not going to look the same. Listen, let me tell you this. Culture will change. Society will shift. But God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. That's what you can cling to. You can know that his word is the same no matter what we face, no matter what phased plan our city rolls out. We can rest knowing that God is with us. God's word stands supreme. Nothing added, nothing taken away. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13 says, and we also thank God continually when you received. Now listen, that word received is interesting. He uses the Greek word dekomai here, which literally means you welcomed a stranger. So he says, when you received the word of God, you received it full of faith, just like a stranger. And it says, which you heard from us, and you accept it, not just as a human word, but as it actually is, the word of God, which is indeed at work in you. So only now that you've received and accepted it, the Bible says that now it is at work within you for those who believe. See, the word of God cannot work in you until you first accept it. I need, in faith, accept it into every part of my life. Number two, I need to assimilate its truth. So I need to work it into every area of my life. He's not just a Sunday God. It's not just a Sunday word. It's not just a private thing that you keep to yourself. No, I'm going to work it into everything about who I am. I'm going to work the Word of God into my marriage, into my life as a dad to my two sons. I'm going to work the Word of God into my finances, into how I pastor, into how I relate to the world around me. Now, what are some practical ways that we can do that? Well, the first one is by listening to the Word. You see, when we come together as a church, whether in person or online, and we sit under the Word of God together, something happens when we hear the truth of Scripture. That's why gathering together to hear the Word is so important. The other way we can do it is by reading the Word. It's kind of like eating a meal. You set aside a time, you sit down, and you receive that nutrition into your life so that it will help you grow. You see, don't just read the Bible. Let the Bible read you. Allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you and reflect on it. As a matter of fact, Scripture compares itself to a mirror. Spend time reflecting on God's Word. Psalm 119, verse 11 says, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Listen, do you struggle with sin in your life? this is the sin solution. The sin solution is allowing that word to be hidden in your heart, to be activated within you. And then the third one, because the first two lead to this one, is that I must apply its principles so I can use it every single day in how I live my life. And you know what? When you understand that fully, it affects everything about you. It affects how you work, how you play. It affects how you rest. It affects everything. James chapter 1, verse 22 says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says." It's not enough to tune into a million different churches on any given Sunday and hear preachers preaching and to hear the word of God. You need to do what the word says. One of the things it says that as a church that we will still gather despite the challenges that we will face, whether we have to do it online, in person, we're going to continue to come together. Do what it says. So how do we do that? Just find a verse. Listen, for every situation, when I need direction in my life, I find a verse. When I need peace in my life, I find a verse to anchor myself in that moment. When I need comfort, I find a verse. When I need healing in my life, I find a verse. When I need a miracle, I find a verse and I camp myself there. And I trust that promise because I know that promise will change my situation. If I need joy, when I'm feeling depressed or anxious, I find a verse and I camp in that verse and the truth of that verse, that the joy of the Lord will be my strength. You know, through every storm, we can't lose hope. We need to continue focused on Him. And we do that by grounding ourselves in the Word. And even though things look and they feel and they're certainly, you know, very different during this time, always remember the promise that Christ gave us, that He is the one who is building His church. The gates of hell and certainly no pandemic or calamity will ever come up and stand against it, will never prevail against it. You know, even if you're unable to physically gather with your friends and your family or those that you love in your church, we can still gather together under the Word of God like we're doing right now. If you're in the chat today, just say that. Thank you, Lord, for the Word of God. Thank you for the Word. It's so important that we know its power in our lives. And as we do, and as we meet virtually or even in smaller groups, Christ has promised to be with us as we meet under the Word of God. In the presence of Jesus, we can be assured that He is building His church and He is building you. He is building your marriage. He is building your family. He is at work right now. We are still in the Word and we are still the church. Can I take a moment today as we close our service and pray for you? As you just bow your head and close your eyes, I want you to know that today, if you've never known Christ in a personal way, that you can know not just a written book, but the living Word, Jesus Himself. If that's you today and you say, "Pastor Steve, would you pray for me?" Go ahead in the live chat and click on raise your hand, and we would love to include you in this prayer. We would love to believe that God would totally transform your life today as you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. If that's you today, click on that now and pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for giving your life for me, for paying a price for my sin. I ask you now, come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Give me a fresh new start, filled with hope. And may your word guide my path. Every step that I take, every word that I speak, I pray that the direction of my life would be guided by your word. In Jesus' name we pray. And Father, I pray right now for everyone who's watching that loves you, that's walking close to you, that they would cling to your word, that they would develop such an intense passion for the scriptures, that they would live in its power each and every day. And despite any challenges that we may face today as a church, we gather under the power of the word. And God, we walk it out in our lives. We don't just give it mental acknowledgement. We receive it into our hearts so that we could walk it out in our everyday lives. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. You know, what a privilege it is to pray for those of you that pray that prayer for the first time. And I want you to know as a church, I just am praying that God would literally transform the way that you live through his word. You know, today we face many different things, and despite all of them, I just continue to see our church rally together. Can I thank you today? Can I thank you for your generosity, for your continued giving of your tithes and offerings, for your faithfulness? I want to give you an opportunity as we close the service today to once again be generous in your giving, because this is an opportunity for you to express your love to God and for the work that he's doing among us. And so if that's you today, as you watch online, we've made it very simple, very safe. You can, in the live chat, click on give, and it will take you right to the give screen. Or you can navigate to calvary.ca/give, or you can also text to give, and you'll see the information on the banner below. So I'm asking you to stay in that spot of faithfulness as you give. Why? Because the ministry of the church, even though the facility is temporarily closed, the ministry continues. We continue to meet the needs of people within our community through Night Shift, through Surrey Urban Mission, through the City Dream Center. It's wonderful at this time to partner with other churches in the Lower Mainland and to be the strong, loving church that God has always meant for us to be. And let's continue to be a blessing to the world, to bring stability in the midst of instability. So again, thank you for your love and for your generosity. And I want to pray for you one more time. Pray for you as a giver and pray for the gift that you give, that you would also be blessed in your life, that God would provide for you through these times. Father, bless every gift, bless every giver, I pray in Jesus' name. As we honor you with the best that we have today, I pray that it would be good seed in good ground to do all that you've called us to do. As we love you, as we love your people, and love the life that you've blessed us with. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Listen, this week, jump in on an online small group. We'd love for you to come to draw strength from one another. And we invite you back next week. Invite a friend. Share our social media. Invite someone to church online next Sunday for our live broadcast services with live chat and prayer at 9, 10:30, and 12. We'd love to see you there. God's best to you. We love you.